Hello, and this is the Todd Wright Toddcast. I'm going to be talking about the recent Tampa Bay Lightning move, another deal of significance with the Nashville Predators. But first, I want to tell you about Bill Curry Ford, first family of Ford in Tampa Bay, Northdale Mabry in Tampa. Get in front of Sean Sullivan, just like I did almost 18 months ago when I needed to trade in a 2014 Ford for something else. I had options, so do you. A new Ford, a pre-owned Ford, or a make and model, not necessarily of the Ford variety that is in Bill Curry Ford's pre-owned inventory. I ended up with a 2018 Ford Escape. My previous Ford was a Focus. I've been so pleased. You can have the same car buying experience I did. Get in front of the general manager, podcaster for JoeBucksFan.com. Writes the checks for the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast League by calling Grace Thomas at the dealership. You call Bill Curry Ford. You ask to speak to Grace Thomas. You tell her you're a listener of mine and say, hey, Todd got in front of Sean Sullivan to buy a car. I want to do the same thing, whether you have a trade or not. That's how you get it done. You ask for Grace Thomas and tell her that you are a listener of mine. That's how you do it. Sean will get it done. When you're the GM of a dealership like Bill Curry Ford, you don't let people walk away who want to buy a new vehicle, new or pre-owned vehicle. Bill Curry Ford, Northdale Mabry in Tampa. Brandon Legal Group is your full-service law firm servicing the greater Tampa Bay area. If you don't already know by now, I'm a non-attorney spokesperson for them. They've been helping me with my golf tournaments for a while. They play in them. They support them, provide gifts, provide prizes. Jeremy helped me host Good versus Evil, our sixth annual version of that tournament recently. Brandon Legal Group will be participating in the upcoming Todd Wright Tour Championship, our Masters-inspired annual major championship, April 1st at Plantation Palms. Simple message about Brandon Legal Group. When you are in need of legal assistance, they are a full-service law firm. Full service can mean many things. Family law, child support adjustment, post-judgment, to see if what they call full service covers what you need. You can receive a free consultation, 844-4BLG-4ME, or visit BrandonLegalGroup.com. They are your full-service law firm servicing the greater Tampa Bay area. My email is right.todd@yahoo.com. You know, the previous time the Lightning made a deal with the Nashville Predators, it was a defenseman they had to move. It was a two-time Stanley Cup winning defenseman that they didn't want to move, but they had to because of his contract. This time, it was also a defenseman that they had to move for other reasons. And that was Cal Foote, who was a first-round pick in the 2017 NHL entry draft. There has been a lot of reaction to the fact that the Lightning not only moved Cal Foote, but moved with him five draft picks. Three in 2023, one in 2024, one in 2025. And there's been criticism of the Lightning organization, not only for moving Foote, but for sacrificing those draft picks for what, on the surface, looks like a young third liner until further notice. This podcast is less about that young third liner, although he was seventh in the Rookie of the Year voting last year. And I'll bring up something that's important about his acquisition. But let's just talk about Cal Foote. He was the third defenseman taken in the 2017 draft. The two in front of him have both led their teams to the Stanley Cup Finals. Haskinen with Dallas, Cale Makar with Colorado. Makar already has his name on the cup. The next defenseman taken was Cal Foote. These were the expectations on him. The Lightning have been more than patient. Foote was selected in 2017. just like Haskinen and Makar. Haskinen helped Dallas reach the Cup Finals in 2020. They lost to Tampa Bay. Makar had a big role in Colorado reaching the finals and beating the Lightning in 2021. I'm sorry, in 2022. Where was Cal Foote? Where was he? The two defensemen taken in front of him the same year helped their respective teams achieve big things in 2020 and in 2021. Cal Foote was not active for one single playoff game in 2020 or 2021, the 2 years the Lightning won the Cup. It was funny, the Lightning tweeted out a thank you to Cal Foote after trading him to Nashville. The main part of the image was Cal Foote skating with the Stanley Cup. Now, allegedly, his name is also on it. I'm asking why. He didn't play any Stanley Cup playoff game in either of the Lightning's 2 years they won the Cup. So for postseason play, he was not a contributor. Not one bit. And in 2021, he played less than half the regular season games. Now, normally, less than half the regular season games and not being an active player for any postseason game, that pretty much excludes you from getting your name on the cup. So, Dad called in a favor there, or the Lightning did a favor for the Foote family there, because I don't think Cal Foote's name deserves to be on the cup. Let me just get that right out there. And then when the Lightning needed him to help them win a third cup, can you name anything that he did? Anything. Anything of real significance in the games that he played as the Lightning won the East and then lost to Colorado in the finals. I can't remember anything of significance. Yeah, he played in some postseason games. They lost that series to Colorado, lost two games on home ice to Colorado. Then this year, more expectations for Foote to progress, more patience. McDonough gone. Ian Cole brought in for 1 year. Sergachev re-upped. Ruda is gone. Bogosian not healthy to start the year. And where was it with Cal Foote? They kept waiting. They kept coaching. They kept hoping. And I think Perbix's play allowed them to say, you know what? Time to go. Just another guy. Not what we hoped for. We got nearly 6 years in this kid. And we haven't gotten anything of significance back. Not a difference maker. In that locker room, with that team, with that culture, with those expectations, with that high level of play, did Foote make a difference? Did Foote stand out? I mean, let's run it down. He was a big guy who didn't play big. Did any opposing forwards fear Foote standing them up the blue line? No. Was Foote clearing out bodies in front of Andrei Vasilevskiy to make sure opponents didn't stand in front of the crease or in getting to the net? No. Was he strong on the puck? Could he clear the zone? No. Did he add anything offensively? No. Then what's the point? What did he bring? They waited almost 6 years. He didn't help them. And they're playing at a very high level. This is probably why his Lightning career ends, and he only played a total of 130 games for the Lightning. 117 in a regular season, in the regular season, 13 postseason games, all in the 2021-2022 postseason, 13. That's all. Can't give you a highlight. I really can't give you many highlights from any of the 117 regular season games. The Lightning can't say it, so I will. Huge disappointment. Big kid. Play like it. Respond to your coaching. Get better. Fight to make a difference on a team in a great room. So those who argue, how can you give up on, how can you keep him? I don't want to hear about his age. I don't want to hear about his size. You're not watching. He didn't bring anything to the rink. They drafted him nearly 6 years before. His name on the cup is a favor. He didn't really qualify to get his name on the cup. And then when he actually played postseason games to help them win the cup, he didn't make much of a difference. Certainly didn't help them win a third cup. So that's the scouting report on Cal Foote. You're not going to hear very much more from him. He'll become sort of a trivia question. Good luck with him, Nashville. Basically, you got a more highly touted version of Phil Myers back. Foote's stronger on the puck than Myers, but that ain't saying much. Foote's a failure. So the draft picks were necessary. There was more value there for Nashville because, as I've expected many others, Barry Trotz was just waiting after the Islanders let him go to take over and run hockey operations for the Nashville Predators. And that's what Trotz is doing. And he knows what he has to do to build them back up. Give me all the picks I can get. So three this year, second next year, number one protected in 2025. Lightning keep it if it's top 10. So I get that Nashville does that. Those five picks are more important than Cal Foote. The Lightning just needed to move Cal Foote on. Time to go. You're not helping here. We've seen enough. And for those saying, well, how can you give up that many draft picks? You're living in an NFL world. That's not what the NHL entry draft is. And when you have a group and are competing at such a high level as the Lightning are for the last 4 years and heading into a fifth playoff with an opportunity to keep that window open this year and potentially next year, yeah, you do everything you can to keep winning now. Not to build for the future. There is no chance anyone the Lightning would use with any of those three picks in the 2023 draft or that second round pick in 2024 can help this Lightning core win anything. And you're saying, well, of course not, because we're talking about this year, next year. I'm even talking about down the road. The timing doesn't work out. The Lightning already have enough depth from players that they've scouted. Foote didn't work out. There have been others. They're not worried about building back up the farm system. They're worried about how much can we win right now? How long can we keep our window open to win Stanley Cups? Can we get back to the Cup Finals and win it this year? Can this kid from Nashville help us win not only this year, but next year? Because there are comparisons to what last year's third line and even Yanni Gourde, who was lost in the expansion draft prior to last year, what they brought to Tampa Bay. Actually, Gourde, Coleman, those guys who were lost prior to the previous season. And Janot immediately goes in on the third line in Tuesday night's game. I get it. And if you don't, maybe think about it a little bit more. Watch and learn before you criticize, because what they're doing makes so much sense. And you clearly weren't watching foot because you didn't see anything. And that's why he's not in Tampa Bay anymore. The Todd Wright Toddcast is presented by Brandon Legal Group and Bill Curry Ford. My email is wright.todd@yahoo.com. We'll talk to you next time.